Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, is my mic on?
I hope so.
Hi, we're welcome to Denim and Pearls.
Well, you better look and see if it's on, because everything else is on.
Well,
yep, sure on.
Yes. So, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
I'm Brian Swanson.
My name is Michelle Maras.
You messed us all up.
We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And we're not on the porch because it's freaking cold outside.
Oh my gosh. It was, 4 degrees last night? -5.
Yeah. -5.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it windshield or wind chill?
Wind chill. Windshield is the thing that's on your car.
Oh.
Wind chill is the temperature of the chill of the air that's going in front of
us. I told you we should have called this episode Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
I am so out of it this morning.
And I said, what's that? Back to life, back to reality.
Yes.
Because what I've noticed is it is January 12th.
So don't forget to like and share, because the entire year is going to be important. It's all going to be based off this episode.
The first 12 days of the year. I hope not, because we're both off. We're both off, so we better hope that this is not the indicative for the rest of the year. But no, the whole thing is it's day 12. Now, at the beginning of the year, so if most of you know, I'm kind of a gym rat. I love going to the gym. And the first week, every machine was packed. I mean, there was someone on every machine. They were working out in some way, shape, or form. January 10th, half the people were there, but the ones who used to be there working out are now sitting on the machines texting or...
Oh, so they're there.
Talking or...
They're there, just not being focused and productive.
Exactly. So that momentum they had at the beginning of, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, lasted about 10 days. And now they think by going into the gym and sitting there, it's osmosis. They're going to be raising their heart rate by the heart rate of everybody else watching them doing, will you please get off the machine so I can get on it?
Well, hopefully they're watching Denim and Pearls.
Yeah, probably not.
Sitting on their phones on the bike, you know, that sit down bicycle, what do they call it?
I don't know what they call it.
The sit down bicycle.
You can tell he goes to the gym. Anyways, my thing is I told Brian, this is the make or break point. It's January 12th. The things you said you wanted to do for the year, have you taken steps? Are you doing them? Are you doing what you said you were going to do? It's the make or break point. Now, you were talking a couple of weeks ago about setting, not a goal, but setting, breaking patterns. And how many days did you say it would be?
I always heard 28. It was 28 days that you have to do something repetitively enough that at 28 days it becomes a habit. However, the day that I mentioned that, I heard somebody else say that it was anywhere between 20 days and 60 days.
Yeah, and I've always heard it was 60 days. If you can do something for 60 days, you've got it.
Maybe it's 28 days to create the habit and another, what?
To keep it.
To go from 28 to 60, whatever that is, 32 days. To make it a real habit.
Yeah. So you're in January 12th. What are you going to do? It's up to you right now. Because whatever habit it is, whatever thing you want to do, accomplish, or reach, if you fell off the wagon, if you're not doing what you said you were going to do, do it again. Start again. I mean, there is no time limit on starting. And that's what people feel, and they give up. Oh, I didn't do it today. Oh, well, I guess I'll stop. It is one day. Do it tomorrow. See?
Well, that's what they say about diets. I'll start them tomorrow.
Tomorrow's always going to be tomorrow.
My mic is in a funny spot.
Yeah, it is.
There we go.
Well, my thing is... Even if you want to change your habits, your food, how you meal plan, if you want to walk every day, exercise, you want to stop smoking, if you want to stop drinking, if you want to, whatever you want to do, if you stop doing it already, start today.
Yeah, you just have to start. That's
so
great. And I get it. Some of it is, what do they call it? Not self-will. What is it?
Self-prophesizing?
No, not self. I'm good at that. I can do that without exercising.
Well, I hear people say that all the time. I always fail on this stuff, so I'm going to try it this time. No, be like Yoda. There's no try. Do or do not.
Self-motivation.
Yeah, you just got to do it. So if you,
and some of us don't have self-motivation.
Some of us don't. Some of us do.
Self-motivation must have an importance in my mind.
Like what?
I must have a quick end goal. So in other words, you want a website built like we did before. You know, we did. I will drive and drive and drive until it's done. However, if you tell me, just sometime by the end of the year.
It'll never happen.
It'll never happen by the end of the year.
So know your limitations, okay? Brian knows he's better to do it now or it will never happen until he has the other small window. So, you know, I know with him, give him short windows. I really need that done in the next day or two.
Okay. Next hour.
Yeah. Now with me, you need to say, I'd like this done in 30 days and I'll have it done in two.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the way, but you give me 30 days, I'm going to take the first 28 to do something else.
But that's what I'm saying. That's our difference. I always want to be early. So if you tell me 30 days, I'm going to do as fast as possible.
Did you study in school?
No.
I was saying, I think that was one of my biggest downfalls when I went to college. Now, granted, I accomplished college. It took me 13 years to get my degree, but I got my degree. But anytime I had to study for something, such as my securities test so that I can do, you know, investments and stuff like that, I always waited to the last minute because I was so in tune that I never had to study when I was a kid. I wasn't taught to study.
Well, and I never studied because I guess you could say I studied because, you know, when you got, in my age group, our age group, when we had homework assignments, they would give us all the odd questions. You have to finish all the odd questions, all the odd math questions or whatever. Right. So you do 1, 3, you know, 5, whatever. Well, I always did the even also because the even answers were in the back of the book. So I would do the even and check to see if I got it right. So basically I was studying while I was doing my homework.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm talking about sitting down and learning something and going through a book and studying that book and setting a schedule that I'm going to study 2 hours today so that I can accomplish my test in 60 days or whatever.
Oh, I did that for my doctorate.
Yeah. See,
the doctorate, because you have to turn something in. And mine was self-paced. So you had to give the professors your timeline of what you were going to do.
Uh-huh.
And basically you set what was due and when it was going to be due. And so at a doctorate level, you kind of have to make it impressive. And so when you do it, you have to turn it in because you're basically saying, I'm a grown up and I want a doctorate to help other people grow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you can't self-pace yourself,
uh-huh,
you can't self-pace anybody. You can't pace anybody.
I can do it with a specific goal in mind. Like the doctorates. If I know I want to get it done in 6 months.
I have to.
I can do that. That's not a problem. I'm just talking about when I was studying for my life insurance test and my securities test. I didn't know how to really study.
I read everything.
So like study the first chapter for, you know, for 3 days or whatever, and then go back and start studying chapter two, but in the process study chapter one. Yeah, it just, I never could get that flow down. And needless to say, I accomplished everything I ever wanted.
Well, my thing is, I learned it as I was being taught it, so I never had to go back.
Yeah, see, I was never taught. I had to create my own.
No, I'm saying when you're in school where you were learning in modules, I learned in the module.
Right.
And then the way I would reinforce it before any test is I always volunteered to be part of the study group.
Mm.
And then I would lead the study group.
I never did study groups.
I did the study group because I learn faster by teaching other people.
I did a study group one time with my bachelor's degree. Neither one of us in there wanted to be there.
Oh, I was in engineering.
No, we accomplished everything.
I was in engineering. We had to study. I mean, we would have like 3 questions and we would have to answer 3 questions. And you know, engineering, one question, one formula, you would have one problem and it would take 15 pages to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little study group in Arman Hassad. Yeah.
I mean, mine was so, my bachelor's was so easy. I could have taught all of the classes that I took in order to get my bachelor's.
Oh, my bachelor's was a pain.
There was only one class, and that was the very first class of the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the hardest class I had. And that was, I had to write something about myself. Write a paper about who you are. No.
Yes.
We've talked about this before, but that was my experience. That was my hardest part. Everything else was, I was already self-taught the stuff before I got to the...
You know what my doctorate was really about? Was everything we ever needed is already in us.
Yeah.
And that you have to unlearn what you learned in school. The methodology that you learn in the books is not how real life works.
Well, that's true. I mean, look at all the people who start businesses these days. They go to school, you know, people come out of high school. They go to school for graphic artist or to have a business degree. And they decide that they can start a business. Well, guess what? It's not the same as in the books.
None of it is, ever.
You know, so you have to relearn what you already learned.
Yep.
So
you have to learn it your way and then the aspect that you need it in your life at the time. And right.
That's the same thing I say about scripts. You must learn the script. If somebody gives you a script for that business or whatever, you must learn that script, but you also must make it your own in the long run.
Yeah, because then
you it's not always going to be word for word when you get, once you learn the script.
So what was our title again? Back to
I don't know, life. But Mike is here. Back Mike said momentum reality. Is a good thing. Always going forward.
Oh, yes.
And Sally says happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy, 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 happy.
But no, and then what did I forgot? Back to life. That's it.
Yes.
We were talking about it's day 12 of January. What are you doing? Are you still on point? If you're not, get back on. Go do it.
So if you fell off your horse, get back on the horse?
Yes.
Or fell off your bicycle.
But no,
I got a tricycle.
That's the other thing about what we were talking about school and everything is learn it when you're learning it. Pay attention in your classes and learn it while you're learning it. And then when you have to go back to review, I don't review everything. I skim through. I don't know if you can do that anymore. What? I used to highlight the things that I was questionable in different chapters. And at the end of this, whatever, when we're supposed to go back to it and study for the test, I knew what I knew, I knew.
Gotcha.
The things that I highlighted, I needed to look at again because it didn't stick fast enough.
Oh, so you were studying. No. I couldn't do that.
No, I didn't study.
I couldn't do that. I could highlight a book about halfway through and then put it back and then never go back to it.
And that's why.
And
that's why I'm a global speaker that goes around training and talking to people because that's what I'm good at. I'm very good at finding where my weak point is, going back to my weak point, pulling it back out and doing, why did I not understand it at this point? And then I review, how can I get that in my brain? Ah, okay.
You were studying.
No.
Yes, you were studying.
In my way, because I didn't study.
In your way, but you were studying.
Because I never studied. You know, some people.
Because you were going through it and then you were reviewing it. You were studying. I couldn't do that.
No, my thing is I didn't review it. I only went to the two or three highlighted things in a chapter and do, okay, did I learn that yet? Okay, did I learn that yet? Okay.
Uh-huh. That was called studying. You studied. See, I couldn't do it. If you, like, if you take a book like
how. Okay, so that's the difference between a straight A student and a not straight A student.
Who says I wasn't?
Were you not a straight A student?
I was.
Okay.
I'm not like a D student.
Well, my thing is just because I review, you should always review. I mean, and actually as an author, you have to review what you looked at, what you write. You've got to know what you're doing. Right.
Well, if you bring it back to a lot of the stuff that we do a lot of self-help type stuff, and a lot of people will go through and read a book and they'll highlight as they go through, or they'll put tabs on the book. Okay. I can't do that. However, what are those highlights and tabs for?
For me to look back to see if I caught it.
You can go back, right? Once I'm done with the book, I'm done. I will not go back and re-review. So,
but you also have to understand, I'm not one of the people who would highlight the entire chapter. I would highlight a word or a concept. And so in my mind, it's not studying. It's going back and saying, did I learn this by the end of the chapter or by the end of this quarter? somewhere in there. Did I learn it? Okay, I did learn it. I'm good. Now, in engineering, I did study my butt off because
that was not easy.
Marketing, I got my master's in quality systems management, but I got my other bachelor's in marketing. Marketing was a piece of cake. Quality systems management, I got a Six Sigma green belt, and I was working on my black belt.
She's bragging again.
No. That took studying because our projects were split among five of us. And right. So five different people were working on five different aspects of our project. And so we had to come together and teach each other what the other one learned so that we can make it one big cohesive project. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hated that.
Well, I think with the whole synopsis of this conversation,
I have no idea anymore.
Well, first of all, we're talking about Back to Life, getting on, getting it going forward, keeping the momentum going, doing all those other fun things. We're talking about studying, but I think studying is one of those things in life that you have to do no matter what it is.
It's a habit.
And everybody's got their own type of studying. Some people can read something in the photographic memory, I think is what they call it. I don't have a photographic memory. However, I can retain.
Yeah, I'm a photo reader, so I can look at something for the one time and it'll stay in my brain forever.
And other people have to spend, it's like when I went through college and got my degree, I took the same course my boss did in the military. And exact same course, the whole year, it's just not at the exact same time. But I was concerned about going into the course because this guy was spending study groups and was studying to get this paper done because there was a paper due every week on Monday.
But remember, everybody learns from different ways.
Right. And so I was panicked about, oh my God, this course is going to be terrible. Well, the papers that were due on Monday, I sat during the first football game on Sunday, wrote them out on paper, then turned around the second game when my computer was front of the TV, typed it up. And then Monday morning, I went into work and I edited it. And Monday night, I took it to class. I didn't spend a week studying for a paper that I could do in a matter of a couple hours. Yeah. If I probably could have wrote it better if I would have just sat down at the computer and did it. But even then, we had computers, believe it or not.
Because that's my whole thing is you have to learn your learning styles. And I'm a kinetic learner. I must do in order to learn. And that's why I would head the study group, not to study, but to teach everyone else. And that's why I knew
right.
what I knew. If I could teach it to someone else, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I do what I do now. If I can go on stage and train and talk and do that, I know what I know. And I don't worry about what I don't know.
Don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Until you know what you don't know.
Until a test score tells you that you don't know. So back to life, back to reality.
Back to it is the beginning of the year. Everybody talks about beginning of the year. Everybody talks about goals.
And my thing is, it's a whole quarter. The first quarter, get your act together.
Well, if you're going to create a habit in 60 days, that's half of the quarter, so or 2/3 of the quarter. Mm-hmm. Isn't it really funny that 3 months is a quarter, which is four?
Yeah.
You were talking about that earlier. What was the word? Oh, abbreviation.
Abbreviation is a 13-letter word or something that means make smaller. I mean, English language is just so strange, the things that we do.
I think all of them have their unique, all of the language have their unique little quirks.
Yeah.
Because you can't, other than the Constitution, how can you write something that's going to be perfect for life?
And some people will question that one.
Well, if you really think about it, all of the stuff in the Constitution, I'm not trying to go down that road, but all the stuff in the Constitution was written by 18, 19, 20-year-olds in early 20-somethings. Did you know that?
Go Ben back. Franklin?
Yes, go back and look
Jefferson at Jefferson was
yes,
20?
Look at the ages of them when they were... Yeah, you don't have your phone. Look at the ages when they wrote the Constitution. It's actually amazing
what they accomplished.
What they accomplished, and they did it in a matter of, what was it, 3 months or something like this? Now, I think they had a lot that they copy-pasted, to be honest with you. Because, I mean, we because of our history and where we came from and all this other kind of stuff, they took that and they said, we don't like it that way, so we're going to make it this way.
But yeah. You're wrong.
What was the average age?
Average age is 45.
Okay.
The youngest was Dayton at 26. He was one of the three men in their 20s. The others, Spate, Charles, and Charles Pinckney. 11 were 30, 13 were 40, 8 were 50s.
Well, there you go.
They were pretty dang young.
Okay, so they were all young. They just weren't as young as I thought they were.
Well, there were a couple of really young ones in there.
Yeah.
I was sick because I was like, I know darn well.
I always thought that too, but when I looked it up one time, I swear I said, but anyhow, it was still written by people who were, well, young. Well, most of them were after age what? I mean, what was the average lifespan in that time frame?
About to say, most people died before their 60s.
Oh, yeah.
In their mid-50s, they died. So,
anyhow.
Pretty old for their age. I stand
corrected,
young,
and we move on.
Young for our age, for our time period.
Apparently, I didn't highlight that one in the book.
Yeah, I was like, you're quoting something I'm pretty sure isn't quite right. But anyways, 12 days into January. Are you still excited? Do you still have, do you have anything you want to do in January that you're still working on?
Actually, I am. It's not a goal or anything, but it is some stuff that is, you know, that I'm working on putting together for another venue kind of a deal.
I know.
I have all kinds of fun stuff, but it's all kind of, it's amazing when you try and somebody says something to you. So you try to set it up and then they basically ghost you. They're not ghosting you, but they're ghosting you. Well, and then you try and get a hold of people.
They're not as excited about it as you were.
Apparently not. That's why it takes so long to do anything sometimes, because you have to wait on other people.
Which is why I don't like group projects. Group projects make me crazy.
You got to wait on the boss, or you got to wait on somebody else. It's just like construction. I mean, construction in the civilian world is crazy fast compared to what it is in the military. I mean, something, they can build something in the civilian world. They can build a Walgreens in like 6 months, whereas the military is going to take 6 years.
Have you not seen some of these apartment buildings that came up over a weekend?
Well, there's a lot more behind it than that. I've talked from cradle to grave here, but it's crazy because a lot of times what you, and even in the civilian world, you have to worry, wait for someone else to accomplish their job before you can accomplish yours.
Yeah, I'd like the electrician to be done before we put the walls up.
I don't know if that's possible.
The wiring?
Yeah. Why would you want the electrician done before the walls are up?
I'd want the pipes and all the wires in the walls before you put all the drywall up.
Oh, before you put the drywall up. See, now you're talking different things.
Now you're thinking.
You're talking three different jobs here.
You're talking the structure of the wall, the framers. I'm saying I want the framers and then I want all the wires in the wall before all the real stuff goes up.
But, and sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
I know in my house you can tell. I'm snarky today. Can you tell?
Well, it's kind of why my basement's not quite finished yet, because I have to wait on one step to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I have to wait on the weather. Sounds weird, waiting on the weather for my basement.
It's cold.
When it's cold in the basement, it's cold.
Well, anyways, I have no idea what we're talking about today.
We've done really good.
Oh, we did?
We've accomplished 23 minutes of stuff.
Complaining about homework and studying and whether or not someone studied or not. And honestly, there's some things I had to study. I think I highlighted more, and some things I never ever looked at. I did better by just knowing.
So here, I have a question. Mm-hmm. We must judge ourselves, or we must have other people judge us. I hate that. But I think we should ask everybody out there who's listening and watching and going to be following us and sharing us and all that kind of stuff. What can we do better? What can we do with Denim and Pearls to make it better?
Besides let Michelle talk more.
I hope they come back and say, let Brian talk more.
You already do.
No. So put it in the comments as you watch the show and tell us what you think.
It is a new year. Yeah, we need to. Thing is one thing that I know we probably won't do is we don't script. We will never script. So don't even bother writing that.
Yeah, no. Scripting is not. We don't have time for scripting.
Well, that and our conversations are better when we're not scripted. We did try scripting a couple of times and it was like, boy, that was really awkward.
Let Michelle sing. Michael said that.
You missed it. I already sang.
You're a little biased there, Michael. Not fair.
So anyway.
I think we just should start drinking beer. Have you ever seen that Drunken History on
Yes.
History? Maybe we should do that.
No. That would be funny, though. drunken
we'd history. Have to start before we'd have to start drinking before we started talking.
Drunken Denim and Pearls with Brian and Michelle.
Well, we'd have to shorten it to D&P.
Yeah.
Drunken D&P.
Well, I have trouble saying the whole intro and I'm only drinking tea.
One shot for every word we say wrong or something.
You know, oh, then we'd be wasted in the first 10 minutes. Back to life, back to reality.
There you go, Michael. She's saying for you.
Yeah, and get my album, Michael. Get my album.
Yeah, Michael, buy the album. Those of you who don't know, Michael is the husband.
Okay, everybody. Okay, okay. Brian and I are not coherent today because apparently we think we're 20 and we're out late last night.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think it was something caught up with me. Michael says, yes, dear. I don't think it was that. I think just it was time for me to get some Z's. And I was out hard and I got woke up at 10:30 with my kid panicking about going to work. Because the car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
But when it's 4 degrees outside.
Yeah, the cars don't like it.
Yeah, batteries have a tendency to be a little weak.
Yeah, and I don't like it because it's cold outside.
So, but my here's the thing. And we're talking about goals and we're talking about stuff like that. Your reaction to everything is also a big thing. Because my kid, and it's just his nature, but he freaks out because he's got a half hour to get to work when it takes him 4 minutes to drive there. Okay.
He's not prepared.
He's freaking out because the car won't start. And he wakes me up out of a dead sleep, which, like I said, well, it was something
he didn't
want to bother.
He didn't want to take the other car if you needed it.
Right. But he was just panicking. And it's like, dude, take the car. The other car will figure out the rest later. But let me wake up first and think this through. He had his goals, but he reacted to his goals much less controlled than I would.
But it's in his nature.
It is. It's medically in his nature, but still.
All I know is there needs to be peanut M&Ms in this jar the next time I'm here. That is my resolution for January. There.
If you dig down to the bottom, there's a couple left.
Keep your goals simple. Get one bigger one, but make sure you have smaller goals. My smaller goal is that to have pants.
We'll just dump all the top ones out on the floor, and then you can have the bottom ones. We'll put them all back.
Oh, yuck. Okay. Anyway, must be going now. So thank you so much for everybody who joined us and for sharing and liking and subscribing, whatever it is that you do here on for Denim and Pearls. We appreciate you, really. And we...
What? Make sure you mention that real quick.
Oh, we will be in Houston February 1st for an Amplifluence event, the night of the 1st. I think I just posted it on my page, actually. And then we will be at the Becoming the Better You conference February 2nd through 4th in Houston. Mm-hmm. And if you want to buy a ticket, you get a discount because you know us. And go to comechangeyourlife.com. And if you want to go, it takes $79 off the ticket. So write us and say, hey, I'm registering. What's the code? And we will give you the code.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Spiffy.
Uh-huh. Because I've got two people coming and they got the code already.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I had no idea.
Register. Comechangeyourlife.com.
And you all can save $79 and buy me a beer.
You save 70. That's a really expensive beer.
I'm an expensive kind of guy.
So I hope to see you in Houston, and it would be lovely to see you. And then Brian will be in Topeka 2 weeks later or a week later.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's hopping around a lot. I'm not hopping around as much this year.
Twice. three times because two out of the three are. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. No. Go be the best version of you unapologetically. And we'll see you next week, Friday, on Denim and Pearls.
Mm-hmm. Peace.